You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Madison Faltisco and Joseph Chiana, co-workers at a New York restaurant, go out after shift. When they head home, Faltisco refuses a ride, saying Chiana's had too much to drink and drive. Chiana gets behind the wheel anyway and hits Faltisco as she walks on the shoulder of the road. He continues to drive until he crashes into a phone pole.
Nancy, Chiana was taken to the hospital after the crash into the telephone pole, but did not admit that he had run into someone before that. Around 5 a.m. the next morning, a driver called 911 after spotting Faltisco unconscious on the side of the road. 22-year-old Faltisco was pronounced dead on the scene.
Chiana, 23, pleads not guilty to vehicular manslaughter and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. Florida cops pull Lindsay Rodewald over for riding her bike without lights at night, and Rodewald consents to a search. In her backpack, cops find a pipe that tests positive for meth and a baby raccoon. Rodewald claims she has no idea how either made it into her bag. The 43-year-old now facing drug paraphernalia charges. What about the raccoon? Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Kansas as court records reveal that a Wichita father accused of killing his 8-year-old daughter had a history of domestic violence-related charges and one Oklahoma conviction for child abuse. He was also under investigation in Minneapolis for the death of a toddler, but was never charged. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
51-year-old Thomas Ross Gatewood has been charged with 11 counts, including first-degree murder, in connection with the death of his daughter, Janetta Y. Gatewood, on May 8th. Our friends with the Wichita Eagle are reporting that court documents reveal that several of the charges involve a 9-year-old victim. According to the Hennepin County Attorney's Office, Gatewood and his wife were also under investigation in connection with the death of a newborn in Minneapolis in June 2006. However, no charges were brought against them. Little information concerning Janetta Gatewood's death in May has been made public by Wichita police. Court documents state that Gatewood allegedly hit, kicked, and abused the child. In addition to 4 counts of aggravated kidnapping, 3 counts of child abuse, 2 counts of aggravated endangering of a child, and 1 act of aggravated intimidation of a witness or victim, he is accused of first-degree murder in the commission of a felony.
This was Gatewood's first court appearance. He is still being held in lieu of a $250,000 bond. Affirmative action in college admissions has been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, compelling institutions of higher learning to find alternative methods of achieving diverse student bodies. The nation's oldest private and public colleges, Harvard and the University of North Carolina, respectively, had their admissions policies invalidated by the court's conservative majority, which effectively overturned precedent stretching back 45 years. The ruling found that race-conscious admissions policies are illegal under the Constitution and a law that is applicable to colleges that receive federal funding, which almost all do. The decision, like last year's landmark abortion decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, marked the achievement of a long-sought conservative legal goal. According to 2 U.S. senators, the U.S. Coast Guard failed to adequately review, prosecute, and report cases of sexual assault at the service's Connecticut Academy for years, while some of the accused rose up the ranks. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
In June, the Coast Guard provided Senate staff members with a non-formal briefing on Operation Fouled Anchor, an internal probe that lasted from 2014 to 2020. It had documented 62 cases of rape, sexual assault, and harassment that took place at or by Academy students at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut between 1988 and 2006. Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin and Maria Cantwell of Washington stated that the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation, which has jurisdiction over the Coast Guard, had not been informed of the probe in the past. They claim that more information is needed by the committee to, quote, ascertain whether the Coast Guard complied with the law and to inform potential legislative actions. In addition to any pertinent documents, they also want to know if any of the people who made the substantiated claims are currently working for the Department of Homeland Security, including the Coast Guard, and if so, if they have security clearances.
According to the senators, the Coast Guard inquiry also revealed that Academy administrators ignored accusations of rape, sexual assault, and harassment. However, However, the Coast Guard decided not to look into or punish those leaders.
Aaron Gilbert's first date with David Combs is a 45-minute drive from Anchorage to Girdwood, Alaska, to go to the Girdwood Forest Fair. When the two are ready to go home, Combs' car won't start. He tells Gilbert to wait in the car while he tries to find a jump. When he returns, Gilbert is gone. Combs searches for Gilbert around the fairgrounds until 1 a.m. Assuming Aaron found another way home, he leaves. He calls Gilbert's sister the next morning, but no one has seen 24-year-old Aaron. Aaron Gilbert, now missing 28 years. If you have info on Aaron Gilbert, please contact Alaska State Troopers 907-269-5511. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. This Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.